You are Locked On Wolverines, your daily podcast on the Michigan Wolverines, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Happy Friday. We are in the throes of the evening. Guys did the M zone, and it was really, really tired in here. Watching a bunch of James Bond movies. After Ted Lasso, because that's just what I feel like doing. Anyway, Locked On Wolverines podcast, part of Locked On Podcast Network, where it is your team every day. I am your man on the ground, Isaiah Hole, publisher of Wolverines Wire. Through USA Today Sports Media Group, plan is still, like I mentioned, we will eventually move to video. We'll have both audio and video. You'll still be able to get this wherever you get your podcasts, but we will also have it on video, hopefully starting the first week of the season. That is my plan, which means building a set, figuring out a bunch of logistics to make it not just like a dude sitting in a regular room. Want it to be top notch. It's going to allow a lot of different things. So I'm excited for that possibility. Assuming that gets here, that is the plan. Anyway, speaking of football, today we're going to spend the entire time. We're going to probably only go about between 21 and 23 minutes or so today. But we are going to talk over analysis of the roster, because Michigan started fall camp today, which also meant they released the roster today. That's not always necessarily concurrent, I don't believe, but it was today. And so there's a lot to get into. The biggest thing that stuck out to me was the absence of Sammy Faustin, who has been a safety, but then he was switched over to corner, and he wasn't on the roster. But a team spokesman did respond to me and to anyone else who asked, saying, due to medical reasons, Sammy decided to step away from the team and will reevaluate after this year. He will remain on athletic aid. So that is the bad news / good news. Good news is he's still on athletic aid. He's still enrolled, but bad news is no Sammy Faustin this year. He's a guy that has a high upside. We just haven't seen him yet, but it's going to be, you know, when if he does return to safety, particularly, I mean, that's a loaded room. It's going to continue to get more loaded. Cody Jones coming in, but I mean, you already have so many guys that are vying for just a handful of positions, and you know, you still see Jordan Morant on the roster, R.J. Moten, Makari Page, but you know, I mean, not even to mention Quentin Johnston. But we're still with Daxton Hill and Brad Hawkins starting. Wow, just can't talk. Like literally can't talk. Losing my voice. Anyway, so that is the bad news. Sammy Faustin is gone for the moment. It's not like he's transferring. So we are waiting that. There's a lot of other things to note. The Michigan did get in another grad transfer, Rhett Anderson, who played at D3 Hamden Sydney. He's 10 of 13. I couldn't get a cumulative. It's hard to get stats down at that level, but according to, it's in the Old Dominion Athletic Conference, and he has a page on that site. So I don't know if this was just his last year playing. He didn't play last year, but 2019, I don't know if it's just that or if it's just 1 year he played, but he was 10 for 13 on field goal attempts. His long was 49 yards. He also had a 48 yarder. He had all 17 point after attempts. He punted, I think it was 17 times or something like that. No, it was, sorry, that's way too low. It was like 42 times, I believe, but he averaged in like the 30s. So I don't think he's going to be a punter for Michigan. I think Michigan has, you know, they have Brad Robbins, but and Tommy Doman. But I would imagine that he is going to get into the mix when it comes to some of those other, like the kicking, obviously. Kicking, kickoff, all of that. Continued competition for Jake Moody, who doesn't have any respite with Quinton Nordine moving on. But yeah. So those are the big things. And you know, there's still some other guys. It's funny because like, forget about Elijah Pierre. We didn't see him. He was a transfer last year from another small school. I can't even remember offhand which one it is. I mean, that he's a 2016 recruit. They got Michigan's got a couple 2016 recruits, and I kind of think it's crazy that, like, I saw, like, I don't remember where it was. Maybe it was SB Nation or it was something like that where it was, like, the old – maybe it was Outkick. Like, the old, all old guys team. And no one from Michigan was on there, even though Michigan has a handful of 2016 recruits, and they still have some 2017 guys, which I think is crazy. 2016, like I just mentioned, Elijah Pierre. Also, Andrew Vistardis was a 2016 recruit. Think of the people, like, those are people that came on campus before Donovan Peoples-Jones, before Nico Collins, you know? Those are guys that have been around for a minute. I think that's it for 2016, but there's a lot of 2017 guys still on the roster, too. And think of how old this will make you feel when you think of, like Rhett Anderson is a 2017 guy. I'm just going to go through, like, so 2017 recruits. Brad Hawkins was originally 2016, reclassified. So you got Brad Hawkins, Josh Ross, Jordan Whitley. I mean, 2017 is not that bad. It's fifth year. Dalen Baldwin. It's going through my spreadsheet here. I didn't sort it. Joel Honigford, Chuck Filiaga, Jess Spate, Andrew Stuber, Carter Selzer, Brad Robbins, Donovan Jeter. So that's a lot of guys that are fifth year. So they got a lot of fifth year guys, and they have some that are even older than that. So interesting. All right, we're gonna move on. We're gonna get into some of the other things: jersey number switches, and then. But first, before we get to that, because that's whatever. We're going to get to our biggest takeaways, which is the weight gains and weight losses. But first, you all know how much I love Built Bar. Built Bar is just been incredible. It's if you don't know what it is, it's a protein bar that tastes like a candy bar. I eat two at a time whenever I have them because they're that delicious. They're so good. And the great news is they're low calorie, low carb, high protein. Even eating two at a time, I'm getting both more protein and less calories, less sugar, than going out and getting like a Metrix Big 100 or something like that, like a meal replacement. I have bought dozens of boxes at this point. I put my money where my mouth is. Like, it's not like, oh, he's just saying he bought dozens of boxes, but they just send them. No, on top of what they send me to be able to talk about Built Bar, I have bought dozens on my own. And every one of you that has reached out to me that has done the same is equally obsessed with it. So do like me, go to BuiltBar.com, put in promo code LOCKED15, BuiltBar.com, promo code LOCKED15, get 15% off that next order. That is crucial. And enjoy Built Bar the way I do. So I am envious of those who are losing weight on the team. I am actually starting to finally, but I'm doing the thing that I hate more than anything, and that's running. I hate running. Usually walk to lose weight, but this year my body's like, nope, you're not doing it. Like all spring, every day I was walking Zuri 7-8 miles, no joke. And body was just like, nope, fight or flight syndrome, we're not losing anything. Even though my diet pretty much on point, I'm running now. I'm not running the way those guys are, though. Just jogging. I'm not even going the full 3 miles like I was accustomed to when I was younger. Up to 2.5. Get up to 3 next week, hopefully. All right, so here's the big thing. Is the weight gains and weight losses. I mean, some of them are pretty dramatic. On either end. The most dramatic is in the weight loss category. So we'll cover position switches as well here, but we'll start, and we'll kind of start with that in a way because it all makes sense. But there's only a couple position switches. I think what's interesting about the roster now is that there's a delineation between defensive end and defensive line, whereas that wasn't the case before. David Ajabo is still listed as a linebacker like he was before, but you figure all the defensive ends are all outside linebackers. Interesting delineation. But, yeah, there was only a couple position switches. Jack Stewart is no longer an offensive lineman. He is a defensive lineman. The biggest one is Joel Honigford is now officially a tight end. He was an offensive lineman for his first 4 years with the program. And as a tight end, he wasn't going to play at his listed weight from 2020 of 305. He's all the way down to 257. That's right. Man, just cannot talk today. He lost 48 pounds in the last year. So jealous. So, and he looked the part. I mean, I saw him a couple weeks ago, but I didn't like really think about it. Because, you know, I mean, it's been a couple years since I've seen him, but yeah, he looks very trim. 257 at 6'6". So he's a legitimate tight end. I would expect him to get into the mix this year. He played last year, but definitely played as like a blocking tight end, which kind of makes sense. He's an offensive lineman, but curious to see how Michigan deploys him this year. 48 pounds. Other key losses. The aforementioned Elijah Pierre, defensive lineman. He was 297 when he reported last year. He's 272, so he's down 25 pounds. Joey George, he's a cool guy. I rode some rides with him at Universal a couple years ago. He's a defensive lineman, walk-on, local area. I think Dearborn. He lost 25 pounds as well. Tristan Bounds, the 6'8 true freshman since spring, lost 23 pounds. He's down from 305 to 282. Gabe Newberg, the defensive end, now outside linebacker. Definitely in linebacker type shape now. Down from 265 to 251. He lost 14. Zach Zinter, who Josh Gattis said might be the best offensive player that they have. He's down 14 pounds to 320. Rod Moore, true freshman, defensive back. Since he signed on early signing day, he's down 10 pounds. Jordan Whitley, the defensive tackle from Oregon State, who transferred over, compared to last time he was seen on Oregon State's roster, which I believe was 2019, he's down 10. So it's 348. And then there's some others. Chuck Filiaga is down 8 pounds. Josh Ross is down 7. Junior Colson's down 5 since signing day. Nikhai Hill Green's down 5. Aiden Hutchinson's down 4. Those are the big ones. There's a lot who stayed the same. A very, very big number that is at the exact same number. A bunch that have gained 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 pounds. Some of those, you know, that could really work out. Like Chris Hinton added 5. Braden McGregor added 5. Andrell Anthony added 5. Carson Barnhart added 6. Taylor Upshaw added 6. Donovan Jeter added 7. Cade McNamara added 7. Some of those guys just putting out a little, which is good. Eric All already had gained a bit last year. He's up to 245. He added 3. The weight gains are really dominated by the true freshmen. Guys who, what they listed at, when they signed in December, or whether it was December or whether it was February, because some of these are February, big changes. The biggest weight gainer of everybody is Jaden McBurrows, the St. Thomas Aquinas cornerback, who is 5'11 and 197 now. He was 165 in December, so he's up 32 pounds. Tavier Dunlap, the running back, went from a healthy 6 foot, 196 to 222 pounds. He added 26. Defensive tackle Ike Iwuna is up 25. Keyshawn Bennett, the defensive end, he is up 21. Let's see. Well, we'll get to the current guys here in a minute, the established guys. Louis Hansen, the tight end, is up 20 to 252. So that seems to be the sweet spot for tight ends, is around 245, 250-something pounds. Rashawn Benny is up 17 pounds to 292. So he's getting closer to where you would want him. Tyler McLaurin, the linebacker, freshman linebacker, 17 pounds gained, 237 pounds. Giovanni Elhadi, who I forgot was a freshman. I mean, dude's been around for so long, I totally forgot he was a freshman. And I was like looking on the last roster, and I'm like, why am I not finding him? Because I forgot. He is up 13 pounds. Donovan Edwards is up 12. By the way, Giovanni Elhadi is 318 now as a offensive tackle type. Donovan Edwards is up to 202 pounds. TJ Guy gained 11. He's up to 251 pounds. Matthew Hibner, the tight end. Well, he was last year, but he's up 11. Christian Dixon added 10 now he's 197 pounds. Dominic Judas is up 10 to 275. Addition, Daylon Baldwin, wide receiver, is up 9. He's now listed, but he's lost an inch of height. He's now 6'2 instead of 6'3, but he's 219 pounds. So something to be dealt with. Now, as far as current players or extant players, Mozzie Smith is the big name. He's up to 326 pounds. He gained 21 pounds, but yet he looks trim. I also saw Jess Spate a couple weeks ago. He's also gained 20 pounds. He's up to 310. And Jake Moody, kicker, is 6 foot, 211 now. He gained 11. Chris Jenkins, the defensive tackle, gained 10. He's up to 275 pounds. And German Green is up 9. Dan Villari, who's going to be that Taysom Hill type role, he gained 8. R.J. Moten gained 8. Brad Robbins gained 8. So those are your biggest gainers. Take from it what you will. I think those all very interesting stuff. So not a ton of difference, but I want to see how they look. Are they really like, because some of these guys might be like, yeah, you might see a zero in the column, or you look at a guy like Joey Velasquez, who, like I've told you, I see him at the gym. He only gained 4 pounds, but like how much trimmer is he? You know what I mean? How much leaner is he? So like he might have essentially lost 5 pounds and then gained 9. You know what I mean? So interesting stuff. All right, let's finish off with a little bit of jersey number stuff just for a couple minutes. I'm not going to cover all the freshmen. You can look at that, but there's just a couple other ones that I want to touch on. So we will get to that momentarily. All right, so we'll finish out here momentarily. This is all out of whack because it's got player numbers that I know that's just not what they are for some reason. It's just screwing with me, it is. Anyway, so there's some changes now there as far as jersey numbers. No more number zero. I know Giles Jackson is zero, but Andre Seldon went from zero to 36. Darian Green-Warren went from 6 to 28. Makari Page went from... Nope, sorry, that's not Makari Page. Peyton Smith went from 7 to 17. Mike Sanderstill went from 17 to 5. Brad Hawkins went from 20 to 2. Danny Hughes went from 22 to 24. Khalil Mullings went from 26 to 20, taking up Brad Hawkins' old number. Keyshawn Harris went from 49 to 18. Nolan Rumler went from 55 to 7. Joel Honigford now has a proper tight end number, went from 59 to 84. Micah Gelb went from 62 to 55. And that's it. That's all of the jersey changes. So that's going to be an adjustment for all of us. It's going to certainly be an adjustment for someone like me who hasn't even fully accustomed to whatever some people changed last year because I wasn't out on the field. But interested to see how that all how that all ends up looking. I don't know. I'm very excited to just that camp has started, that we're starting to get to that point. And I think it's going to be really interesting. Let's see if this did this right. Nope, it did not. It still has, every time I try to sort it, it's like Keyshawn Bennett's number one. Keyshawn Bennett is not number one. I don't know what the deal is here. But there are a couple number ones. Andrell Anthony did get the number one jersey as a wide receiver. Jaden McBurrows also has number one as a defensive back. So lofty goals for those guys to be able to live up to. Jordan Whitley is going to wear 94, following in the footsteps of Jake Rudock, another transfer. Alan Bowman is wearing 15. And let's see, where's the last one here that I'm looking for? Dalen Baldwin is going to be wearing 85. So those are the numbers to look out for. A lot of the other numbers you know already. Not a ton of changes as far as that. But I find when they come out with these roster things, you just wonder, it's like, how much am I going to be able to glean? And it's just, it's a lot more fun than I thought it was going to be to like sit and go through all of this, especially since I took the time last year to create a spreadsheet. Didn't take me too long to retool it. And for this year, obviously I have to go through and delete names and everything, but curious to see what happens going forward. It always seems like you get like an injury or two, knock on wood, hope that doesn't happen. Always the chance that you lose someone to transfer. It feels like they're not going to win their position battle and they decide I'm out. But it all started today. It was already over, but by the time that I walked Zuri past the field. So first day of camp is in the books. Anyway, that does it for us. This week is in the books. The fifth podcast of the week. We will be back next week with a full complement, a full five, as is the intention. So anyway, thank you for listening. We'll talk to you soon. Peace.